time to catch up with our Shire whip around look at the City of Greater Bendigo. CEO Craig Neiman joins us. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well. Listen, before we talk council matters, of course, along with Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexander Shire, you're a Blue Bagger supporter. Had a win on the weekend, mate. You'd be happy.
Oh, we're up to five now.
Well, it's better than four.
Been an up and down season.
Well, it's been a bit, more down than up. But anyway.
Hey, Robbo, how did the Cats go at the weekend?
So anyway, let's move on to local council matter.
Craig, good morning. Tell us about Awaken.
So this is a light show, sound and light show that's happening in Roslyn Park right now, every evening, every night. There was a fair bit of work to make sure that this event could go ahead with COVID restrictions and so on, so it was on again, off again, on again, off again, on again. We do have to restrict numbers that are in the Roslyn Park at any one time, but it's a fantastic display of the use of light and sound across, really demonstrating Bendigo's great rich history.
You know,
from Indigenous culture to gold discovery to the natural environment that we live in, lots of different displays are really amazing.
Yeah. You know, I don't know whether there was any overnight practices or something, but the other day when I was coming to work at like 3:30, it looked like there were sky tracker lights off in the distance at some stage. Would that have been anything to do with that, or was that to do with banks? Or
there is one of those on top of the Poppet Head, Robert.
Oh, right. Okay. I've never noticed it before.
And particularly in overcast conditions, you can see that light wandering around in the sky.
Oh, well, so, there you go.
Now, you have to book for this event, and because that's part of one of the COVID rules that we're dealing with, and we're limited to the number of people that can go in there at any one time. It's heavily booked. It goes to the 17th of July, but from what I can gather, many nights are booked out already, so if anyone's interested in going and having a look, I'd jump online pretty quickly. And it's free, but you need to book a ticket.
Yep, through the council website, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. NAIDOC week next week as well, and we were talking about this earlier, and the fact is too that one or two little events cancelled, but not much, which is, again, very encouraging.
Yeah, this is a fantastic week every year, celebrating the history, culture and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. There's a Ngal Dorong art exhibition at Dudley House in View Street, opening Saturday, going through till the following Sunday. It's a free exhibition. The artworks will be for sale. It's Aboriginal art. So really, really great display of local Aboriginal art. Lots of activities during the week. There's a smoking ceremony, which is of significance, on Monday at the Library Gardens at 10 a.m. And then quite a number of other activities, including a local football game between Morong and YCW, being an Indigenous round match at Malone Park on Saturday afternoon. So lots of things for people to get involved in. Again, jump on our website, have a look at what those activities are, and get involved.
No doubt Robbo will have something to say about the budget, but I'm sure you've got something to say first.
Well, all I would say to you, Craig, is that I hope your budget's looking a hell of a lot better than mine when I sat down on payday.
ours is a pretty big budget. Our total revenue for this year, we're in the first of 21-22 today. Our total revenue is $223 million.
Oh, he's a little bit bigger than mine.
Yeah, I reckon. That's all public money, obviously. It's made up of rates and charges, so the rates bill that everyone gets that's a property owner, and then lots of other activities, revenue, grants. We try and get lots of grants from state and federal government. And our job's to spend that the best possible way we can across all of the services we provide in the community, as well as try to build infrastructure for all the activities that need to happen across Greater Bendigo. So lots of detail in our budget. The council adopted it formally last Thursday night, so we're right to go and deliver on that program. Some projects that people will know about are the Harry Trott Pavilion at Kennington Rec Reserve, the municipal baths redevelopment, the Bendigo Botanic Gardens hub that's being built. We spend $13.6 million on renewing local roads.
Wow.
$3 million on upgrading and building new footpaths and shared paths. So there's lots of big numbers in there, of course. Our job's to make sure we can do that, deliver those projects and programs in a very effective way for the community.
Yeah. And just before you leave us, Craig, just briefly, a flood mitigation plan for the city area.
Yeah, we're always wanting to hear from community about the impacts of flooding, and every flood, every rain event is a bit different, depending on where it's falling, how quickly it falls. Obviously, Bendigo, as it grows and develops, water can move pretty quickly through our creek system. And our creek system are pretty much our major drainage system through the city. So there's a bit of work happening right now around central Bendigo, and we're wanting to hear from people about what they've learned about the impacts of flooding in their area and how that can inform the future works that we will do as a council to mitigate that flooding and make sure that we can manage whatever flood events happening across all of Bendigo, but particularly this one's focused on central Bendigo.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, get to work too, because, you know, there's talk now with all the AFL teams based in Melbourne about places like Bendigo getting an AFL game. So get your skates on and get those blue baggers up here. Maybe that'll be fantastic.
We have put in a call to AFL, but the likelihood of bringing a game to Bendigo is a little bit remote, but we'll have a crack at it. Netball's the other one we're trying to have a look at as well. We've got a great stadium out there. So doing our best to try and attract whatever we can to
fantastic. Where there's life, there's hope. Hey, Craig, as always, thanks very much. Talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Good on you, Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.